Once every 20 years, Floridians have the opportunity to propose changes to the state's most important document. But some are worried political divides could pull the Constitution Revision Commission off course. I'm Kate Payne. Florida has more ways to amend its constitution than any other state, and the Constitution Revision Commission is perhaps the most direct way. 37 Floridians will spend a year listening to their fellow citizens before drafting amendments that go directly on the ballot for voter approval. It's something people should take seriously, Sandy D'Alembert told the crowd at a recent political forum. And he should know. He's done it before.
I've drafted several amendments to the Constitution. And I can tell you how not to draft a Constitution amendments because things I've drafted have turned out awful.
D'Alembert chaired the first CRC back in 1978 and teaches constitutional law at Florida State University. But this year, he's worried state politics could derail what should be a citizen-driven enterprise. State officials are in charge of choosing the commission members. The governor appoints 15, Senate president and Speaker of the House each get 9, the Chief Justice 3, and the Attorney General is an automatic member. Speaker Richard Corcoran has said he'll only choose commissioners who align with his views.
Absolutely, there's a litmus test. I will not choose one selection that's not a conservative.
Corcoran is hoping to rein in what he sees as a rogue judiciary system. He has his eye on past Supreme Court rulings he disagrees with on school choice and congressional redistricting. But FSU political scientist Carol Weissert says state lawmakers should stay out of it.
But I think the legislature has its own ability. The legislative referral process is theirs for the taking. So it seems to me that they could, any ideas that they wanted to do, let them put it on the Constitution through the legislative referral process. But this process is one that we can actually have some input on and really get the ideas across.
D'Alembert wants commissioners of good faith with open minds.
By announcing that they're going to appoint people with an agenda, they're beginning to taint the process from the very beginning. People, once they hear arguments, make up their own minds, are truly independent. And if you have people of intelligence and integrity, which I hope we'll have, instructing them may be a fool's errand.
Weissert says the CRC should be an opportunity to explore controversial issues the legislature won't touch.
We have a close primary in Florida. And I don't think the legislature is going to change this. This would be a good thing for the Constitution Revision Commission to take up, to make it an open primary or a semi-open primary.
Optimistic as some may be, Christopher Emanuel says it'll be very difficult to separate this process from the political environment. He's a policy analyst for the Florida Chamber of Commerce.
And you're going into this into one of the most partisan environments that we've seen in modern political history.
Onlookers hope the commission will be as diverse as possible, with different ideologies, ages, races, and regions represented. If the commission looks like the state as a whole, it could have a better shot at offering changes 60% of voters will approve. That's the bar they have to clear in order to amend the Constitution. But...
And the other things you have to consider that are also going to be on the ballot. We've got about 6 amendments that are collecting signatures right now to get on by citizen petition. You're going to have all 4 cabinet offices, and you're going to have a U.S. Senate race, in addition to your local House race and most likely your local Senate race. So they're going to have to go all the way down the ballot to get to the measure, and then they're going to have to like it.
More than 200 people have submitted applications. Many are current or former elected officials or attorneys, but there are some professors and even a genomics scientist. We should know who's on the commission by early March, just in time for the 2017 legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.